Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, we encourage you to please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is episode 21.
21!
21, Carousel of Process, Magic Kingdom Table Service Dining.
I want to start singing the Taylor Swift song.
Go for it.
What Taylor Swift song is that?
21.
Oh. I think you're thinking about 22.
Oh, yeah. So that's the next episode, 22. Isn't it?
Yeah. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
21. I'm surprised we're here.
We are a little upset. On the last episode, we failed to say Diesel.
Oh.
So.
Lots of your mail about that.
Yes. A lot of angry.
They were picking it outside the studio when I got here this morning.
Well, yeah. I didn't see them.
I ran them off before you got here.
Now, I think, Craig, you were suggesting off air that maybe we should change up every 20 episodes, do a new word.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Since we forgot in the last episode, let's change it up and do a different word. Derek, you have any words we can do?
Cabbage, maybe? I don't know.
Cabbage.
Like cabbage. Where did we get... Okay, we can work that in, sure.
Is that what that smell in here is?
Boy, I am cooking
are
some
you
cabbage
boiling
today.
Some cabbage?
In this studio, we can't... It's against fire marshal to
it's
cook
slightly,
anything.
Slightly out of season.
Put your George Foreman away.
Cabbage on the George Foreman? Well, that's one way. That's one way to do it.
Yes.
We asked you on Twitter and Facebook to share with us what is your favorite theme park land in the WDW theme parks. This was a callback to our last episode in which we shared our favorite land in the theme parks. And we appreciate those of you that responded. We do want to share some of those answers that you shared with us. Craig, what do you got from Facebook?
My first one is from a girl named Rachel, Derek's...
Do you know Rachel?
First wife and only wife.
First wife.
She said, I would say my favorite land is Fantasyland at Magic Kingdom because of all the attractions. I would say I like Pandora next because of all the details that are in that land. Rachel, we would agree with you, and thank you so much for that. We hope to have our wives on the show on down the road if we can coax them into doing it. They have to listen to hear what we do.
That's
first.
True.
But
stay tuned, listeners.
Yes, yes. We thank you, Rachel, for at least commenting on the show.
And on Twitter, we have Judith, who is at JLMomRN. She said, well, Asia/Pandora, Yak and Yeti, and Nomad Lounge, Expedition Everest, and Flight of Passage. Need I say more? You should know I would respond in my own way.
She pretty much took all of Animal Kingdom, right?
The good half.
Yeah.
At least the good half of it.
Good stuff. On Facebook, we have Sarah LaRue in the U.S., in the United States. She said, World
in the USA.
Yeah. She says, World Showcase, Germany is my favorite with the caramel treats. But any of it is relaxing and a great place to grab lunch. She said, in the world, Mystic Point at Hong Kong Disneyland was the coolest laid-back area ever. I went at Halloween, and it was amazing. So, Sarah, she has been all over the world in terms of Disney theme parks, it seems like. So, that's on a bucket list for us. Craig, what else you got from Facebook?
I've got Nick McNabb, who, guys, he'll be on our show this Thursday as a recent trip rundown.
Yes.
So we look forward to Nick. Nick is a regular listener and a avid Disney fan and follower and attendee, and we look forward to him being with us on Thursday. He said this, oh, that's a tough one. I have two. Frontierland, it is a classic Disney. Three words, Country Bear Jamboree. Next is the France Pavilion at Epcot. Love the food, beauty, and ambiance. France says World Showcase to me. Good comments.
And I have one more from Twitter. Annie Arms, she says, all of World Showcase, but especially Morocco, Italy, and Japan.
Matthew,
so we've almost got World Showcase covered.
We do. And one more from Facebook, Mandy Harrison, Fantasyland at Magic Kingdom for sure. Princesses and fairy tale magic everywhere.
Thank you, Mandy. Who sent that?
Mama Hey Joe Law.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mama. Thank you to our loyal listeners for responding and sharing your answers with us. Today, as we talk about Magic Kingdom table service dining, we are going to do it, I guess, in a maybe a unique way. It's unique to us.
Unique up on it.
What?
Unique up on it.
New yeek?
You never heard that joke?
Unique up on it?
I have
How
not.
Do you catch a unique rabbit? Unique up on it.
So, Derek, as we continue to try to help you in the planning process of your Disney vacation. Well,
our listeners
and everyone.
Okay.
Why are we doing this, Matthew? Because we're back on what?
We're back on the Carousel of Process.
That's right.
It's a great, big, beautiful table service restaurant.
I like it.
If you're going to Magic Kingdom and if you're looking for a good table service restaurant, we're going to try to give you some insight as to what would possibly be best. So, Derek, how are we going to go about doing this?
I think we're just going to put a restaurant name on our chest and then punch each other in the face until and whoever's left standing, that's the winner.
That's not what I signed up for.
I've got a better. Why don't we go around the table and just name off what we think?
Okay. That sounds much.
I know. That's
insane.
We'll call it a round table discussion at our square table.
There you go. And how this is going to work is there are 8 table service restaurants in the Magic Kingdom that you can choose.
You may name those off.
Sure. Go ahead in no particular order, Craig. Name them off.
Okay.
Except alphabetical.
Uh oh, they're in alphabetical order.
Go for alphabetical.
Be Our Guest, Cinderella's Royal Table, Crystal Palace, Diamond Horseshoe, The Jungle Navigation Company, Skipper Canteen, Liberty Tree Tavern, The Plaza, and Tony's Town Square.
So there are your 8 Magic Kingdom restaurants, and what we're going to do is rank them, but here's the catch, here's the kicker. One of us will start, and we'll start at the bottom and work our way up. So one of us will name a restaurant. If Craig thinks one is dead last, we may think, Derek and I may think it's the best, but there's nothing we can do about it. This is the kind of debate slash ranking of the Magic Kingdom sit-down meal restaurants. And with all of these, you want to make a dining reservation as soon as you can. That's one point we've emphasized. The sooner you can start planning for these vacations, the better. But a lot of times you can find some last-minute day of availability on some of them, and we'll get into that as we discuss. But we'll go ahead and start. We're going to let Derek start us off. Derek, what do you think is the dead last 8th best sit-down restaurant in the Magic Kingdom?
So, well, in other words, if someone's planning this, this is probably the one you'd put on the very bottom of your list.
Yes. But then again, and let's say this, you can probably have a good dining experience at any of these.
And everybody has their own tastes.
Exactly. So what we always encourage you to do, research on your own. If you what we think is the worst, you may think is fabulous. So, Derek, what do you got at number 8?
I'm going to have to go with the only one I haven't eaten at, and that's going to be the Diamond Horseshoe. I don't even know if it's open all the time. I know it's kind of sporadic, but it's operating.
Craig, have you eaten there?
I have not. That's what Derek and I was talking about pre-show.
I have not either.
And that's probably a reason to rank it last, because you don't know it. I mean, if you book it, you don't know if it's going to be open. I mean, you don't know to make the reservation there or not. So,
and it's one that for a long time was counter service, and then that was seasonal, and then they turned it into a table service. And I know the early reviews of that was not good. I think it's improved. It's kind of an all-you-can-eat. They bring it to you as you go. But the Diamond Horseshoe, a lot of unknowns. Early on, it had a rough start. We think you can do better. I was going to rank that as 8th as well.
But if you do get to eat there, you're close to the Country Bear Jamboree, and you can run right over
well,
there.
Well, that's all Craig is concerned about.
Liver lips.
How can I see Tennessee Bear earlier?
We did meet someone this past week that wants to get married at the Country Bear Jamboree.
We did. A young college student from Freed-Hardeman, Grace Ann. Mm-hmm. She wants to. Her dream is to get married on stage at the Country Bear Jamboree. Don't know if that's feasible, but good luck.
Yeah, that would be a great. I mean, like none other.
Yeah.
With Tennessee Bear.
He had to get that in.
Every time.
Craig, number 7 in the Magic Kingdom.
Number 7, I would have to go with the Plaza. Even though it's great location, and I like where it is, right next to the ice cream, too. But as far as it being a table service itself, I would have to rank that number 7.
Now, Derek, you've eaten at the Plaza.
Right? I have. I would agree with this placement.
You would concur?
I do. They do have decent milkshakes, not anything any better from anywhere else. I think they're actually better at other places, but you would think they'd have really good ice cream since they're next to the ice cream parlor. But
And they use the same case. They use the same kitchen,
they do,
right?
I believe so. And they typically sandwiches and fries kind of meals, and just nothing really super special about
it. It's just not where I think, oh, man, I've got to eat there as table service. It's not anywhere that pops up automatically on my list.
It is a great bargain, though, I will say that.
And that's what I was going to add. I think it is one of the less expensive table service options. So if you're wanting a sit-down meal and you're not too concerned with, I guess, the quality of food, as you said, Craig, it's in a good location. You know, you could do worse than the Plaza Restaurant.
But I guess if you're like me on the dining plan, it doesn't matter.
It's not a good value for the dining plan. You're correct.
Matthew, what would be your number six on the list?
Number six, I am going to go with Tony's Town Square.
Ooh.
Tony's Town Square. I've eaten there once before. It's Italian. And
somewhat Italian.
Somewhat. Not really authentic. And that's about all I
it's about as, I'd just say it's about as Italian as me boiling some noodles and having the
yeah,
Prego.
You know, it's... I do
if
like
your name
the
was
fact,
Tony.
I wouldn't mind eating there again. I like the fact that it's kind of themed to Lady and the Tramp. I think if you're on the dining plan and you can use it, they have a Festival of Fantasy parade package where if you eat there for lunch, you can get a reserved viewing spot. So that's a perk. Again, if you're on the dining plan, I don't think it's worth the money if you're not. But again, Tony's Town Square, it isn't awful. I wouldn't mind eating there, but looking over the rest of our list, I just think everything else that's still available is superior to Tony's.
I think you're right. I would go. We ate at Tony's, really enjoyed it. I think, again, on the dining plan, all joking aside, it was a great value for the dining plan because mm-hmm. the food's kind of expensive. But I'd go with you. Out of the others listed, you know, Tony's is a great place, but up against the rest of the competition, it's not the top of the list.
Yeah, and it tends to be, it feels really crowded in the waiting area, and when you get in there, but it's air conditioned, so there's that.
That is very important. Back to Derek.
Number five, Derek.
This might be our first
best.
Little.
Oh no!
First little controversial pick here. I'm going to pick Crystal Palace.
Oh my goodness! A dagger right in Matthew's heart.
Man,
just looking over them. But, like we've said before, I think the other four places that are left are. I wouldn't say substantially better, but I would say somewhat better than Crystal Palace, being that it's a buffet, and typically buffets at Disney are pretty standard.
Can I say, too, that when I think of table service, I think of dinner. I don't think of breakfast, which I think that's where Matthew's heart is with breakfast.
That's the thing with some of these is, like, for me, Crystal Palace breakfast is a completely separate entity from lunch right. or dinner. It's less expensive.
It is a table service credit, right. but I don't think of it as a table service because I think a dinner is table service.
And the breakfast has, you know, you said, Derek, the it's kind of generic for lunch and dinner. Breakfast has a couple. It has the Pooh's Puff French Toast. It has the breakfast lasagna. It has some unique food options that really you can only get there. And so I love the breakfast, but I'm with you. As far as lunch or dinner, I don't ever have to eat at Crystal Palace again for those meals. Now, breakfast is a special, you know, Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, Eeyore. I love the characters there, but I can't really argue.
There's not a better breakfast than Crystal Palace or Supercalifragilistic. Those two breakfasts are the best mm-hmm. on property, I would say.
They're up there.
Yep. So I'd go with that for probably...
Anything else to say, Derek? Have you ever had lunch or dinner at Crystal
I have
Palace?
Not. I've only had breakfast, but...
I've had dinner. Nothing to write a postcard home about.
So after that brings us down... Are we in the top five?
Yep.
We're in the top four now. Ooh. We're halfway through.
Ooh. This one gets difficult because...
Number four, Craig,
okay,
what is it?
I'm going to say this, and it's probably going to break y'all's heart. But I'm going to go... Again, we're talking about dinner. Liberty Tree Tavern.
Not dinner necessarily.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Well, Liberty Tree doesn't have breakfast.
No.
Right. So Liberty Tree Tavern is
I'm
number
going
four.
Liberty. We ate there, was not impressed, but that's because we ate there the day after we ate at Ohana. So yeah. It wasn't fair because that was the same time we were down there with you guys and we told you, you know, we just weren't impressed. You guys went and loved it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just, again, when you follow up Ohana or somewhere that you really, really enjoyed, it's hard to top it. It's a great place, great food. It's all you can eat. They've got the desserts. I mean, everything about it is just really good. Good Thanksgiving type meal, and it's really, really good. But when I'm looking at my list of the top four here, it's number four. You guys may disagree with that.
I think it's middle of the pack. I mean, I think Magic Kingdom has a lot of good dining options. I think Liberty Tree Tavern is one of them. I appreciate buffets where they bring you the food because you don't have to do the work. And
so it's more like a family style rather
yes,
than buffet.
And I'm a history teacher. I love the theming, Liberty mm-hmm. Tree Tavern, and how the rooms are themed. I think the theming of Liberty Tree Tavern is just as good as the food itself. But yeah, I mean, you know, number four, I don't think I really have any arguments there. What do you think, Derek?
I like where it's at. It's a good meal, and right in the middle, I think that's about where it belongs.
Just be careful when you walk out, you don't step in the sewage out in the street.
That's true. Watch out for that sewage.
Yes.
Number three, it's my turn. Now, this is going to ruffle some feathers.
Oh, no.
Maybe not with you two in particular, but probably with the Disney community. Number three for me, Be Our Guest.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay, full disclosure, I've never eaten at Be Our Guest for dinner.
Oh, see, there's your mistake.
I've been there for the quick service lunch. The food was good. As far as a lot of times I consider convenience with these, it's so hard to get a Be Our Guest dinner reservation. And if you, I've looked at it before, if you can get one, a lot of times it's like late in the evening. Not really opportune dining time for me. I think you can do just as well off going there for kind of the quick service. It's kind of like a modified quick service. I'd go there like now for quick service lunch. It's probably number one or two, but I think you can get the theming of the restaurant, which is, I think is the best part of it, for a cheaper price going to eat there with lunch, as opposed to say the breakfast or the dinner that they had to offer.
Completely agree.
Can I say of the three sitting at this table, the only one has actually ate dinner there?
Uh-huh.
It ranks up there as one of the top two. Just simply because it's a whole different atmosphere at night. It's like a fancy restaurant. They come, take your order at the table, they bring your food, and the food is a lot better. I told Derek, we were talking about this pre-show, it is really a nice setup at dinner. It's totally different. I mean, during the day, it seems like a counter at service. I mean, it seems like something, you just fast food. But at night, it's more of an atmosphere. They'll seat you. They bring the desserts out to you. I mean, it's just I think the lights are probably lowered. You know, you can see it snowing outside better, or you can be in the room where it's lightning more. It's just a whole different atmosphere. So again, you're getting down these top three. It's tough. And probably any of the three could be at top, but that's a tough one. I really enjoyed it at night. But again, just sitting here after I say all that, I don't know if I'd place it above the other two. So it's a good fight.
Well, now you're making me wish I'd.
You need to do that sometime, though.
You're making me wish I'd made a reservation there for
do the supper sometime. It's a whole different than lunch. It is just totally different. And that's probably why, because they want to get you in that lunch, and they make it a lot more accessible. And so, yeah. But anyway.
And lunch, it does seem to be a more hustle-bustle mm-hmm. kind of lunch, and not like you're saying.
You don't get the full experience at lunch. You really don't. And I've done lunch twice there, and I've done supper twice there. So supper is really, really good. A lot more elegant.
Elegance.
Now, what I'm really looking forward to here now is that I really get to pick number one and two.
You do.
The power.
I know what you're going to say.
I don't think you do.
Do you really?
You may not, yeah.
Okay.
And
is it up to you right
now? Am I the only one that's eaten at these two restaurants, both of them?
I know I have.
You have? Okay.
Yeah, I'm the only one who has not. I've not ate at Cinderella's Royal Table. I ate at Akashishish instead.
I think for number two, ooh, this is hard.
So was third grade.
Third grade, seventh grade was really hard for me. I don't know why. To me, seventh grade was harder than any high school.
That's because you had to drop your kids off at school before.
Well, that was true, and they all don't fit on a motorcycle.
All right, Derek.
Okay, number two, I'm going to go with Skipper Canteen.
I mean,
I
agree.
I can't go with, I don't think you can go wrong with either one. But for me, I think the food quality at Skipper was, I had fish at Skipper, and I wasn't really excited. It had a funny taste to it.
That's one way to do it.
And so I didn't get the chicken like you guys had. So, but as far as the theming of the restaurant, it's probably number one in that area.
And it may make a difference who you're with.
Are you saying you wish you were someone else?
No, I'm just saying if you're at Cinderella's Royal Table and you're with your daughter per se, or you know, it is a magical experience. Skipper Canteen for adults, I think, is a lot better because of the theming and the things you read. The kids aren't going to get as much as what adults are going to in a lot of the reading things you do. So, I mean, I'd go with that because, I mean, Cinderella's Royal Table with the princesses, that's as Disney as you can get.
You know, we ate at Cinderella's Royal Table. It's one of those, you know, eating in the castle, it's kind of hard to top that experience. It's pretty awesome. It's not something that I necessarily have to do again. I've been there, I've done that. Whereas Skipper Canteen, there's so many things in there to kind of look at. The menu is more varied at Skipper Canteen. There's several dishes I want to go back and try as well and just go look around and sit in different rooms. I think, and it's cheaper, you know.
Much.
Much cheaper. You know, Cinderella Royal Table, if you're talking dining plan, you got to use two table service meals. You have to prepay tip and all for the Royal Table. But as far as setting, and let's, we probably should have said more of this to emphasize the beginning. We're not looking at just cuisine. We're looking at theming, characters, all of that when we're ranking these restaurants. And so I think from the beginning I had planned to rank Skipper Canteen first. But again, if I had a daughter, it'd probably be a different story.
Right.
So.
And I think for, as far as the theming for the castle, it is hard to beat that. But I think Skipper does come pretty close. But at the same time, the food, the one time that we've eaten at Cinderella's, was the food was awesome. I mean, it probably even, as far as quality, I could tell it had good quality meat and good sides. And it was just, it's probably one of the better meals, I'd say a top three meal that I've had on property. So I know some people would argue with that. But for us that day, the chefs were on.
Kind of like you're saying, it is worth two table service for what you're saying. I mean, the food is
I think so, yes.
Right.
I don't think there's, you know, looking back over this list, I don't think there's one that I just would not go to. Mm-hmm. Even Diamond Horseshoe, I mean, I'll probably get around to trying it eventually, if it's open.
Right. Right.
Derek, why don't you run down the list and recap what and how we ranked them.
Okay. Number 8 was the Diamond Horseshoe, which could be open, could not be. Who knows? The Plaza Restaurant with sandwiches and sundaes.
Sandwich.
And location.
Sandwiches. Yes, a good location. Tony's, again, another good location. Mm-hmm. Some faux Italian food, maybe, though.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning. Somewhat. Some, you could be seated outside.
True, true.
Number 5 was Crystal Palace with the characters of Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Piglet. Breakfast, if we were doing breakfast only, this may be number 1.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Number 4 was Liberty Tree with its family-style Thanksgiving meal. Matthew's conducting the piano here. Number 3 is Be Our Guest. Probably a lot of people's number 1, but not in the graveyard.
Well, and you have to keep in mind, it's not table service for lunch. It is quick service.
And now that we've said that, speaking of graveyard, we may be dead to a lot of our listeners.
We may
after
be.
That.
I think you get top 4 there. You just, it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
I mean, I could jumble those around right now and redo them. But
those first 5 to me are...
Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong.
I think out of the whole list, the only one I really have a major objection is Crystal Palace, but I understand why it is where it is.
Well, and like I said about Cinderella's Royal Table, it has to be number 1, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Disney.
It is.
So go ahead, Derek. We were interrupted.
Well, number 2, Skipper Canteen, the newest addition to the fleet.
And let me say on number 2 on Skipper Canteen, if you've not done that, you're thinking, again, we've walked by it several times and thought, I mean, it doesn't look like it's bigger than Aloha Isle.
Yeah.
But it's huge.
I mean, give it a try. And it's something else to stress. It's easy to get a reservation for Skipper mm-hmm. Canteen, lunch or dinner. It's not extremely crowded.
You will be thankful. I mean, you'll be glad you ate there. The food is really, really good.
Yep.
Get the chicken, if nothing else. That's what
tastes like chicken because it is.
I think what was that? What was it called? Do you remember?
It tastes like chicken because it is.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just saying that. That's right. That's right. Yes, that was the chicken.
And so number 1, Derek?
Was Cinderella's Royal Table. And it's hard to... It's really going to be tough for any restaurant to beat dining in the castle with a few princesses.
Yep.
Only if you could be in the private residence upstairs and be there.
Yeah, that would.
Only way you could top
but that's
it.
That's not a restaurant.
I know. You could eat there, though.
Well, that is it. We have ranked the 8 Magic Kingdom table service restaurants, and maybe that'll give you a little insight into knowing a little more about those restaurants, but also thinking when I make reservations for my next trip, where in the Magic Kingdom should I dine?
I did want to add one more thing. The Be Our Guest and the Cinderella's Royal Table are really the only two that you need to be looking for at 180 days.
Yeah,
good point.
Of those eight restaurants. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. As you were closing out, but that just came to my mind. There's really the other six. Skipper's pretty easy. Probably the next hardest is going to be Crystal Palace.
Right.
For breakfast.
Finding the time you want.
Right.
Character meals are always going to be harder to secure a reservation for.
So those three for sure you really want to be noticing on when you're getting close to your 180 days. The Cinderella's Royal Table, Be Our Guest. That way you can get lunch or dinner. And Crystal Palace.
That brings us to...
Dun, 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 dun.
Grim. Grin and greatness. So this week it is my turn. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Matt, and it is my turn to ask the question. I have given this a lot of thought. We've talked about table service dining in the Magic Kingdom. We're going to step right outside the Magic Kingdom, hop on the monorail, and I'm going to ask you gentlemen, excluding Ohana. Ohana cannot be your answer. What is your favorite table service restaurant on the resort loop? So we're talking contemporary resort, Polynesian, or Grand Floridian, or the TTC.
Do we have to have eaten there?
I don't think the TTC has a table
service
restaurant.
I don't think so, but no, it is on the loop.
You don't have to have eaten there. I guess you could view it as one that you
maybe
like
where
to
we,
eat
okay.
at. So anywhere on there, on that resort loop... And to be honest, I have not, outside of Ohana, I don't think I've eaten at many other table service restaurants, but I will go with California Grill at the Contemporary. I've eaten there one time. Great view. You can't beat the view. It's a little pricey, but they have some good sushi.
Wow.
I had a steak. It was phenomenal and a very good dessert there. And again, just being able to overlook Magic Kingdom, I think California Grill at the top floor. And then you can go out and watch the fireworks if you want to. So
you may get blown away, but you can.
You may. So I'm saying California Grill.
And they do have probably the best sushi on resort anywhere.
Very, very good.
Just very, very good. Food is really good there. And be sure, we went there for our anniversary. Matthew and them were there as well. Mm-hmm. But be sure you always mention, anytime you're, and this is a side note, anytime you're at Disney, always mention when it's a special occasion like anniversary, you get free stuff. Always mention that. But yes, that's pretty good. Who's next? Me?
Craig?
I would have to go with 1900 Park Fair. We've ate there a few times for breakfast with my wife is a humongous fan of Mary Poppins, and that meal there, you get to see her and
Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter's
Alice.
There. Alice. Pooh is there and Tigger. It's really a good meal, but the food is like Crystal Palace. It's very, very good. So probably I'd have to go with 1900 Park Fair.
And you can find that at the Grand Floridian.
Correct. Grand Floridian.
We've got a reservation there for spring break, and I've never eaten there. I'm excited to try it. Based on your recommendation. Derek?
Well, I'm not going to say Kona,
because
that's the only one I've eaten at. But I'm not going to say
Ohana.
That. Yes, besides Ohana. A place that I really want to try is Narcoossee's.
And why is that?
I'm not sure.
I'm really not.
I've seen some pictures of it, and the pictures that I've seen have kind of just drawn me in. And
is it the one that sits out on the water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be neat.
So, and I think it's seafood
mainly.
I'm not even sure. I don't even know
the description is high-end seafood restaurant.
It just...
That gives Derek an opportunity to look down at everyone as he's on the high end.
I figured he'd go Victorian Albert's then.
Yeah.
Well, I've said chef's table before, so yeah. I didn't want to...
That kind of gives us a wide variety there. You've got 1900 Park Fair, California Grill, Narcoossee's. So if you're wanting to maybe get out of the Magic Kingdom for a little bit and schedule a table service meal, those are some options. And, of course, Ohana, which we excluded from the competition.
My question is, what's at TTC?
anger and frustration served
maybe.
Cold.
Do they have hot dogs over there? Anything you can get?
Maybe a Coke machine?
It may serve them well to do that, actually, if they would. Kind of like the bus stop pizza that they have at the All-Star Resorts. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us here on Milestone Episode number 21. We are glad that you have joined us. We thank you for the support in this new year. And guys, you got anything else to say to the folks at home?
Our followers keep climbing. Please follow us. Tell your friends, tell your family to follow us. That helps us move up the list. More people can find out about the Grim Grinning Guys. Also, you can follow us on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram at Grim Grinning Guys or Grim Grin Guys on Twitter. Love for you to follow us and do, please do, give us comments. Tell us some criticism. Tell us what you like about the show. Also, follow us on iTunes, on Podbean. Subscribe to there.
And as you heard earlier, we would love to read your answers live on air. And as always, when you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Catchy.
Shining at the end of every morning.
Yes, I'll take the cabbage.
Where can I find all you can eat cabbage?
Excuse me, sir. Is there cabbage in the slaw?
Was this cooked on a Foreman grill? I can only have it.
I'll take a Casey dog with cabbage, please. That's not even table service.
Gaston's cabbage? You got any?
People are already sick of this word.
Cabbage trio.
Cabbage patch kids.
The guard dog is...
Shut up, Rocco.
Rocco.
The paparazzi must be knocking again.
Gotta shut that door. Hey, cut off those high beams behind you too, Derek, if you can reach it. Oh, there you go. Good. Thank you.
Now, with those high beams.
With the music. Matthew.
Beauty and the Beast.
Is that Bruce Springsteen?
I don't know what you're doing over there.
Rising in the
Excuse me, sir. You on the left?
Oh.
I don't know what you're doing.
What are you looking?